I looked at like my stats and I compared it with like the admissions guidelines of Maryland, and like my GPA, my SAT and everything were met the requirements of Maryland, but I really wanted to stand out, so I decided to like find some sort of way to, do something to stand out. And then a funny story though, last year around this time, I saw a video on YouTube of this guy. His name was Lawrence Young. He's from California and he was trying to get into the University of Michigan. So what he did was he got waitlisted to Michigan, so he sang a song for Michigan, rewrote some lyrics and then posted it on YouTube, and then Michigan saw it and then they let him in off the waitlist. So I thought, hey, I could do something similar to that, and then hopefully Maryland will like that too. So I used that.
So how did you decide on a Jason Mraz song, and then how'd you come up with these crazy lyrics?
I wanted to go for a song that a lot of people knew, and then Jason Mraz's "I'm Yours" is a big classic. And then after I decided on the song, and I thought, "I'm Yours," that was a fitting song to do. That, I just thought about what I wanted to say and I wanted to get my message across, and then I took like a couple hours to write all the lyrics down and then get all the rhymes and rhythm schemes down. And after that, I had my lyrics, and then I went straight into production for the song.
Tell us some of the lyrics. I know we're going to play a little bit of it too, but tell us what you wrote, some of the things you wrote, why you decided to choose those things to say when you were trying to make a pitch for yourself.
Let me see. I know, like, even the first couple lines is starting out, I didn't know where I wanted to go. I kept looking around, but everywhere was a big no, because in high school, at first I had no idea what I wanted for college at first. So then, I was pretty lost on what I wanted. But then after looking around, and then I saw Maryland, I saw how great it was and how compatible I was for it. So I decided to just put that up front.
Was there any kind of hook at all, Ryan, or anything that you thought this is going to drive it home? This is they're gonna I might have a chance with this.
I emphasize in the chorus how much I like Maryland. That's why the chorus goes like, "I love you, can't you see? Please accept me." And then OUMD, I'm yours. So I thought that would be like a little, they would like to see that I'm interested and I have, really high interest in the school.
What did your family and friends think when you told them, "Hey, I'm going to do this cover song and I'm going to try and make my pitch this way"?
I told my brother and that at first, and then he just thought, okay, because he's seen me make music before, and then my parents thought it was kind of a funny idea. But then after I really got into it, and then I wrote the song, recorded it, and then my friend helped me shoot the video, and it looked really good, and then it turned out really well. And then I think my family and my friends were all happy with how it came out, and they were excited with me.
How nervous were you waiting for that letter or that to say from Maryland that you got accepted?
It was actually very nerve-wracking. The early decision or the early action deadline was November 1st. So I made this in like mid-October, and then that was along with writing the essay, filling out the application. And then after I submitted, I'm just like, okay, that's what's done is done. So I kind of forgot about it. But then when the start of the new year, I'm like, wait, it's already January. And then as it counted down to the end of January, I got more and more nervous. But then once I actually got the notification in my email, then I was so relieved and I was so excited, and it was a really good day.
No pressure on anybody else, Ryan. You realize you've just stepped up the game for so many applicants to colleges.
I mean, I didn't expect I never expected it to be this big. Like, I only expected like me, my friends, my family, and like Maryland to see this. But then they actually posted it on their Facebook page, they tweeted it, and then one of my friends told me it was on Reddit, and I have no idea, I had no idea it was gonna ever spread around as much as it did. So I was really surprised, but I'm happy that they liked the video and they accepted me.
Well, good luck at Maryland. We certainly appreciate your time today, Ryan, and I hope everything works out for you.
Thank you so much.